This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In Kabul today, Hamid Karzai was sworn in as Afghanistan's first popularly elected president.
In the name of God,
the most gracious, the most merciful.
Hamid Karzai wore his familiar traditional green robe and black lambskin hat, and the crowd of dignitaries assembled in a heavily guarded hall on the grounds of the presidential palace gave him a standing ovation. Vice President Dick Cheney was there, the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit Afghanistan since the fall of the Taliban 3 years ago. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld was also among the 600 senior officials from the U.N., NATO, Russia, Iran, India, and Pakistan. In his short speech, Karzai said Afghanistan has left its dark past and is now opening a new chapter, but he said the fight against terrorism is not yet over. Joining me now from Kabul is Washington Post reporter John Lancaster. Hello.
Good morning.
What else did Hamid Karzai have to say?
He sort of laid out a roadmap of some of the challenges ahead. He did acknowledge that the work of restoring stability in Afghanistan is not yet done, and he explicitly made reference to Afghanistan's growing. Narcotics trade, which is obviously a big concern for him as well as his American allies. He talked about disarmament of former combatants, poverty, the whole gamut of challenges that are facing Afghanistan right now.
Well, describe the scene of the inauguration for us. How festive or subdued was the ceremony?
I wouldn't call it either festive or subdued. I would call it dignified, maybe. It went off very, very smoothly. There was an honor guard that greeted him and the former king of Afghanistan, Zahir Shah, as he came into the ceremonial hall. There were performances by children in very elaborate sort of gold-embroidered costumes, singing traditional Afghan songs. And, of course, there was a recitation from the Quran. But it all went very smoothly and rather briskly and was over in about an hour. And I think that the guests probably felt pretty satisfied, as I'm sure he did, with the way it all came off.
Now, one of Karzai's first tasks as president will be to form a new cabinet to bring together the country's various ethnic groups.
That's right, and it's still not quite clear what that cabinet's going to look like. He's expected to announce his choices within the next week or so, and I think it's going to be very closely watched because the choices he makes for his cabinet are sort of seen as a bellwether of whether he's going to be able to rein in some of these regional warlords who are continuing to sort of pose problems around Afghanistan. So I think people are going to be looking pretty closely to see how much influence, if any, some of these regional warlords are going to have in the new Karzai government.
Well, the government in Kabul still doesn't really control large parts of Afghanistan entirely. How serious is the insurgency?
Well, it's certainly serious, and in fact, just last night there was an attack on an Afghan army post in the province of Khost, in which I believe four Afghan soldiers were killed, and I believe six Taliban reportedly were killed. So, the insurgency grinds on.
Thanks very much. Washington Post reporter John Lancaster in Kabul, where Hamid Karzai was sworn in today as Afghanistan's president.